Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of March, 2012. It was on this day, 1933, the Nazi Party in Germany won 44% of the vote in parliamentary elections, which enabled it to join with the Nationalists to gain a slight majority in the Reichstag. And within 3 weeks, the Reichstag had passed the Enabling Act, which gave Hitler dictatorial powers. It was on this day in 1975 that the Homebrew Computer Club first met in a garage near Menlo Park in Silicon Valley. 1975, computers were not for personal use. They were gigantic, could take up an entire room, could cost about $1 million apiece. Among the early members of the Homebrew Computer Club were high school friends Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, who designed the Apple I and the Apple II to bring down to the Homebrew Computer Club and show it off. It's the birthday of the novelist Frank Norris, Chicago, 1870, author of McTeague, died at 32 of a ruptured appendix, having written 2 books of his Epic of Wheat trilogy, The Octopus and The Pit. Frank Norris, who said, "I never truckled, I never took off the hat to fashion and held it out for pennies. By God, I told them the truth. They liked it or they didn't like it." It's the birthday of the novelist Leslie Marmon Silco, born Albuquerque, 1948, grew up in the Laguna Pueblo Reservation, went to law school, but she quit after she read Charles Dickens's Bleak House. She said, "The law has nothing to do with justice, and injustice can't be left unchallenged. So I decided to be a writer. Writing can't change the world overnight, but writing may have an enormous effect over time, over the long haul." Best known for her novel Ceremony, story of a Laguna man named Tayo, who comes home to the reservation after surviving World War II and the Bataan Death March. And it's the anniversary of the shooting incident that came to be called the Boston Massacre, 1770, an argument between colonials and a British soldier. Crowd of men gathered, soldiers came out on the street, the crowd taunted them, threw ice at them, dared them to shoot, and they did, and 5 men were killed. The soldiers were put on trial. The lawyer chosen to represent them was John Adams, who managed to get all but 2 acquitted. Here's a poem for today by Lucy Shaw, entitled Revival. "March, I'm beginning to anticipate a thaw. Early mornings, the earth, old unbeliever, is still crusted with frost, where the moles have nosed up their cold castings, and the ground cover in shadow under the cedars hasn't softened for months. Fogs layering their slow, complicated ice around foliage and stem night by night. But as the light lengthens, preacher of good news, evangelizing leaves and branches, his large gestures beckon green out of gray. Pinpricks of coral bursting from the cotoneasters, a single bee finding the white heather, eager lemon-yellow aconites glowing low to the ground like little uplifted faces, a crocus shooting up a purple hand here, there, as I stand on my doorstep, my own face drinking in heat and light like a bud welcoming resurrection, and my hand up too, ready to sign on for conversion." Revival, a poem by Lucy Shaw from What the Light Was Like, published by Word Farm and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.